News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A tornado has plowed through suburban Omaha, Nebraska, demolishing homes and businesses.
Touched down about 200 yards over there, and then we went to the kit shelter. And we came, but we could hear it going through. When we came back up, our fence was gone. We looked over to the northwest, and the whole neighborhood's gone.
That's Omaha resident Pat Woods. Photos from social media show damaged homes and shredded trees. Talks are underway about getting President Biden on Ohio's November ballot. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton explains the problem.
Ohio's ballot deadline is August 7, and that's proving to be a problem for Joe Biden because the Democratic National Convention, where he'll be formally nominated, doesn't take place until later in the month. Negotiations are now underway between both of Ohio's legislative chambers and both political parties about how to address the issue. It likely will require a vote by state lawmakers to adjust the ballot deadline. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Trump's daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, is now co-chair of the RNC and urging Republicans to vote early this year, although many would prefer going back to a single election day.
Believe me, no one wants this more than Donald Trump. One day of voting, paper ballots, voter ID across this country. We can see a day like that again, but we have to win this election and we have to play the hand that we're dealt right now. And the hand we're dealt is it's an election season.
Laura Trump was interviewed by the Salem News Channel. Senator Tom Cotton says it's wrong for President Biden to assign moral equivalency to what the Arkansas senator calls
mobs that are harassing Jewish students, not letting them enter their dorms or college campuses, threatening them with physical violence. And on the other hand, people that support Israel and understand that all Palestinian suffering and civilian casualties in Gaza are the result of Hamas.
The anti-Semitic demonstrations have been spreading to college campuses around the country. This is SRN News. A warning about Sudan.
More than 150 churches have been destroyed or heavily damaged over the past year as a civil war rages in that mostly Muslim country. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom has issued a report stating that both the government and the rebels are targeting Christians and their houses of worship. The commission points out that under international law, combatants are obliged to avoid attacking religious sites. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Swiss Parliament has approved a measure that would ban the use or display of Nazi and racist symbols that could foment extremist hate or violence. The proposal goes beyond a simple ban on Nazi memorabilia, which had failed in the past in Parliament. This one would include other forms of extremist symbols. One member of Parliament points out that today in Switzerland, it is possible to fly a flag with a swastika on the balcony. It's possible to fly a flag with the image of the SS on the windshield of your car. This is SRN News. Japan's antitrust watchdog says U.S. search giant Google must fix its advertising search restrictions affecting Yahoo.
The Japan Fair Trade Commission decided its recent study of Google's practices showed it was undermining fair competition in the advertising market. Google said it cooperated with the commission's probe. Yahoo has merged with the Japanese social media platform Line. The commission said the restrictions by Google began about a decade ago and continued for more than 7 years.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. A measure of inflation closely tracked by the Federal Reserve remained uncomfortably high in March, likely reinforcing the Fed's reluctance to cut interest rates anytime soon and underscoring a burden for President Biden's reelection bid. Prices rose 0.3% from February to March, the same rise as seen in the previous month. More details at srnnews.com.